Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Friday Form Focus is focusing on race 4 at racing.com Park Pakenham on Cup Day tomorrow. It's 25 minutes to 10. And the fourth shark is the first race over a bit of a trip. In fact, there's a few races over a bit of a trip tomorrow, including the Cup. This one's a benchmark 78 over 2,000 metres, where Hippocus is staying home, number 2. And we have a pretty warm favourite in Mr. Quickie, who's got a slightly tricky gait, and he's owned by our good mate Wiley Dalziel.
Ah.
Wiles, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Matty and Sharky. How are you?
Very well, Wiley, very well. Interesting
name.
Take on the colours and also the name. Well, it's a combination, it appears to be, between Wiley Dalziel and the Rosemont crew here. So who's Mr. Quickie?
Now, Wiley, I'm suggesting there's a connection to the dam's name as far as the naming of the horse goes.
Oh. Yes, well done. Well done, Matty. Spot on. We actually bought the horse off Rosemont stud. We thought he was one of the nicer horses in their draft. And when we purchased him, Mytho came out the back and said, I want 10%, and Nigel Austin wants 10%. They really liked the yearling, and in fact, Nigel didn't want to sell the horse. He really loved him as a weanling, and Anthony said, we've got to put him through the ring, and he's a nice type, and we're a commercial stud. We need to get some revenue through. So, cut a long story short, when I was at Easter Sales, I still had a little bit more left him, and Nigel started chatting, said, have you got any more of the Seamus Award special favourite? And I said, I have. I've got a little bit left. So he took a little bit more. So he was telling me the story, how he loved the horse. We then had a discussion about colours, and I said, look, how about we, rather than flip a coin or have a blue, let's just combine them and put your Gate Crasher on the front and my blue spots, and that's how the colours came up. So
nice,
it's representing him really well.
He's a hell of a horse going through his grades, isn't he? You know, from a Class 1 at Geelong, and he just keeps getting better each time he steps out. And he beat a pretty handy one at Hillside last time in Igniter, who had decent form around ring-a-ding-dings. You've got to take huge confidence out of that performance in particular, that he's going the right way.
Yeah, for sure. He was sort of one of those progressive types where he's said he's not the best track worker, so he didn't give him a lot of confidence going into his races. And if you have a look at all the wins up until Sandown, he only just got there. In fact, he looked in trouble, you know, coming around the corner. He was off the bit and he looked uncomfortable. And in the last couple hundred metres, he just kind of knew to pick it up and just get to the line. Whereas the 1800, he really relished it. The dam special favour, she won over 2,000 metres. She was a general redeem mare. And if you go further down the page, you've got Brew, Fulmancino. So you've got some nice types there, you know. So we think, obviously, the way he raced, he's going to enjoy anything over 2,000.
It's going to be interesting to see the development of the Seamus Awards. He was a Cox Plate winning three-year-old, and, you know, there's always been that talk of a dearth of staying bloodlines in Australia. He might represent that middle distance bracket pretty well, Seamus Award.
Yeah, he could do for sure. We've bought two of them. The other one's with Philip Stokes. She ran second at Morfordville on debut. Drew the outside gate, was last all the way, and she rocketed home. She had a little jump out yesterday. Phillip's got a good opinion of her. So we've got two. We're very happy with them. I'll be honest, I wasn't too keen to get them this year. I sort of thought we'd just sit on the fence on them a bit, but now they're starting to come out and hit their straps a bit, so we wouldn't be afraid to buy another one.
Wiley, we're looking forward to Magic Millions and the race day up there. If you've got any past purchases that might be in the running for a start in the classic or the three-year-old race or anything like that?
Not unless something jumps out of the ground. Most of our two-year-olds, there's a few in the system now, probably not going to be ready for it. So I'd say not. There's one potentially for the maiden, but I'd say we may not at this stage, unless one of the trainers said we had something for one of the other races on the program, we'd probably be a bit light on this year or next year.
All right. Well, best of luck anyway in the meantime with the well-named Mr. Quickie down at Pakenham, Wiley.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Wiley Dalziel there from Wiley Dalziel, Roy Higgins Racing.